Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. With me today, no stranger to the Q&A show. I've had him on before, had him on the Man Up show. Hopefully go back and listen to that story in the archives on the podcast. But Hilmi Ari, the Turkish Tornado, is with me today. Welcome, Hilmi.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back. And hey, so for our listeners out there, give them a little quick backstory. Why would I call you the Turkish Tornado?
The first 6 years of my life, we lived in Turkey. My father was Turkish, and my mother was from South Carolina.
Okay, so yep. The next obvious question is, how did a Turkish dad meet a little Southern belle from South Kakalaki?
Well, the way I would get my mother riled up would be, say, oh, no, she was a mail order bride. And she quickly, in a very nice Southern way, and without many bad words, would correct me that they met on a cruise,
okay,
and that she eventually moved to Turkey and learned the language that she's going to let me know what I can and cannot say about her.
Okay, so, all right, so quick, let me just get a quick snapshot of that. So, They meet on the cruise. They obviously fall in love. They get married, and she moves to Turkey, which is pretty wow. What, that's a major step, right? From South Carolina to Turkey. That's a culture shock.
That is correct.
I'm guessing.
No, she had lived overseas for a little while in England.
Okay.
Loved to travel.
Okay.
And so it was no big deal at that point, and it was tremendous growing up there.
Yeah, that's
had
pretty
great,
cool.
Great influences and great friends, and we still do.
And learn the language is pretty impressive. And so you're there for the first 6 years. Was there any advantage of you learning English? I'm guessing she taught you English as well.
Correct. Dad knew both languages. Mom quickly learned Turkish, and when we came along, my sister and I, we were raised in a multi-language home, and there were no preconceived barriers to, let's come to dinner. One would say it in English, maybe one would say it in Turkish, and after a while, we picked it up, learned it, and moved on to the next phrase or the next sentencing, the next words.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was very simple,
yeah,
and we didn't feel like we were learning.
That's pretty cool. Did you, how many, because here's what I find interesting is I did a trip to a missionary trip with my, one of my daughters into Moldova, my former motherland, you know, the Russian Nightmare. And, back when it was part of the former Soviet Union, but, and I'll never forget, and I have his picture somewhere on my website in a photo gallery or something, little Henry. I'll never forget his name, little Henry. I think he was about 11 years old, little round wire-rimmed glasses. Long and short of that story is, somehow we got befriended him. We got in conversation, and language came up. That little dude at 11 spoke five languages, like fluently, though, like fluently. And I was like blown away. And it just blows me away. How many people overseas, having been now to 30 different countries, how many overseas know more than one language? Where here in America, most people here struggle to learn English, I'm finding, you know. So anyway, that's pretty impressive. Were you so you must have been a favorite with all your friends then.
Absolutely. Especially in kindergarten when we were beginning to learn English as a class. So the teachers would divide us up in teams, and they were not competitive, but they were encouraged to communicate together.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big, big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking, that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham Brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. M-Star Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
And honestly, I didn't realize all the kids were like, hey, let's get him on the team. He knows all the... I knew the answers. I knew the words. It wasn't that big a deal to me, and I'm wondering at that time, what's the big deal to them? Well, if I had stayed in school there, probably once we learned English, it would have been German next. French, Spanish, and potentially another offshoot of any other language that you want to learn.
It's amazing. That's amazing. It's really amazing. So,
it would have been a blast.
Yeah. And I know, so you come back to America at 6, and I know from getting to know you and your lovely bride, Tina, who, by the way, we're going to have on the Q&A show as well. Just so give her a heads up to let her know we're going to have Q&A show with Koloff. But, I love her story, and I'm sure she'll have some great questions. So you come to America, you're 6 years old, and you're adapting now to a new culture. And I know part of the reason you came, your dad was in the medical field, and I do know not only from what you've told me, but from others who in Lincolnton, North Carolina, where you live, your dad was a man of impeccable integrity, and I don't know, I've met anybody yet who didn't know of him or know him who has nothing but good things to say about your dad, who was in, which is what brought him to America, right? The medical field, correct?
It was.
Yeah.
I'm very humbled to hear that, Nikita. Thank you.
No, for real. I'm not just saying that and because you're on the show or because we're around each other. I'm talking when I'm not even around you. If I bring up your dad's name, Dr. Ari, they're like, oh my gosh, we loved him. You know, so anyway, that's pretty amazing. I know both of them have gone on to, they're walking streets of gold with Jesus at this point, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's do this. There's so much more to your story, and I would encourage all you out there, go to the archives, look up Hilmi Ari, my interview with him on the Man Up show, and you'll get even more of the story, the full story on Hilmi, very successful businessman, entrepreneur there in Lincolnton, North Carolina, or almost in North Dakota. I'm like, where did that come from? Anyway, North Carolina. And but hey, this is the Q&A with Koloff, and so you've probably got a couple, three questions burning to ask me, Hilmi. So
actually, I do have three questions, and two of them are related.
Okay,
so would you rather have those two or the oddball one?
You know what? Since I'm highlighting you right now, you decide. It's your call. Go for it.
Okay. All right. I'll go with the oddball one first. If you watch wrestling on TV now, the referees have earpieces to communicate with producers or whoever else in the back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
How were messages passed in the good old days to the wrestlers inside the ring, or were they even passed by the referee?
That's a really great question, and I have never been asked anything like that before. So it is obviously a totally different product that is produced in today's day and time. You know, some tremendous athletes with all the crazy things they do in the ring that you couldn't have paid me enough to do half of what they do. I'm the ground game. I'm not part of the air show. Okay. I'm the ground. You know, I barely went off my feet, let alone, you know, flying from a 12-foot ladder out to a table. But anyway, or like Sting recently did, you know, leap from a balcony onto someone on a table. And I'm like, dude, my prayers just increased for you. Like, I literally took screenshots and sent them to him, you know, text them to him. I'm like, I'm praying even harder for you now, bro. And he sent back like, ha, 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 whatever, right? Anyway, in many people don't realize, like, so especially some of the smaller buildings and stuff, we're in opposite, you know, we're coming out opposite ends of the building. So we never even see our opponent until we got in the ring many a nights. You know, we weren't all back in you know, one room all gathered together, huddled together and talking over our match. We were in separate dress rooms, opposite ends of the building. The referee would carry what we call the finish, would carry it back and forth. Like the agent or the promoter or the booker would give the referee all the finishes, right? How the matches were going to end.
Right.
For those who still don't know, wrestling's, it's not fixed. It's just predetermined, just to clarify. Okay.
Well put, sir.
Thank you. Okay. So anyway, and then he'd get it and carry it over to the other dressing room. And, you know, you might have a message or two, hey, tweak this, tweak that, or whatever. But people don't realize, like, our matches were improv. I mean, spontaneous in the ring from opening bell leading up to the predetermined outcome, okay? Improv, 99.9% of the time. Now, there were times in the ring where we wanted to convey a message to our opponent or something, and we might be look like we're screaming at the ref and we're actually giving him some instructions, and then he goes over like he's chewing out the other guy, but he's actually like giving instructions. So there were a handful of times when we transmit a message that way. But like if it was time to take it home, time for the match to end, like sometimes the agent, whoever was there, or the local promoter might do the Rodney Dangerfield, like walk out and like, you know, wiggle his tie, you know, like, hey, time to take it home, time to finish the match. So the referee would be cued in on that to know the, you know, look for the local promoter or whatever. But all hand signals, bro. No earpieces. No studio time. You know, no guys back in the room with all their monitors and all that kind of high tech stuff they do now. So, yep. That's how we did it.
I appreciate that.
Old school, which made it much more organic and much more fun and interesting, I think, personally, for the fans. But that's just me, based on what the fans tell me. So
no
there you
question.
Go.
No there question.
You. Okay. All right. A two-part question.
Now, these two are related. I have seen you and Magnum at various shows, and the true friendship that you two have, was it there before the Best of Seven?
It's a great question. Is there a part two, or you want to just chime
in? There is.
Okay.
With his accident, and once it was decided of combining you and Dusty as the superpowers, is it true that very few people knew that it was going to happen until you guys walked out of the curtain?
Okay, so let's start.
The pop of the crowd was wow.
Yeah, it was, and I'll give you a story behind that too, a brief story behind that.
Sure.
So I have to almost chuckle because I'm sitting in the studio, got my phone in front of me, and you were meant to ask this question. You know why?
Tell me.
Magnum TA just texted me about like 2 minutes ago as you're almost asking the question, like for real. I'm looking at my screen and like he just shot me actually I think he called me. But anyway, so it's funny you're asking this question. All right, let me start with part one. So no, we were not friends. We were co-laborers in the ring, right? So we were wrestling peers in the ring. We did not hang out with each other. I know everybody thinks, you guys are all buddies and friends, and not true. Like any job or any family, I mean, there's a clash of personalities, right? So not everybody loves everybody, gets along with everybody, right? There's a sermon in there somewhere, a message in there. But so no, we were not friends. We were not buddies. We had tons of mutual respect for each other, which is why I think we had such, according to the fans again, such great matches, classical matches, intense matches. We had very similar styles of work. And he and I talk about it on one of the Man Up shows that I had him on too, on the radio show. And now I interviewed him on our new TV show, the Man Up TV show too, which, hey, if you're listening out there, go to MorningstarTV.com or go to AllNationsTV.com and start watching the TV shows. Totally different from the radio show. Anyway, little plug there, shameless plug. No, we just, we had just tons of respect for each other. And then from the accident, we ended up becoming the best of friends. And as I just mentioned, he just called me. So we talk all the time. He's going to come down in Aiken, South Carolina in September to a revival we're doing and sharing some of the story, how the Lord helped him through that tragic injury from a broken neck that was supposed to leave him quadriplegic. Wow. To sustain him and give him the courage and the drive and the desire to, continue to go on living and do what he's done, which he's accomplished a lot. Beautiful family and twins and several children and everything else. So we are best of friends now. And the accident. And also one little side caveat to that. Had he not had that accident, I don't know that the Russian Nightmare ever would have been a heel. I don't know that I ever would have turned, become a good guy, which leads right into your second part of your question about partnering up with Dusty. When Jimmy Crockett and Dusty proposed that idea, once it's settled in, the reality of his accident, it was agreed that we were going to tell nobody. It was like weeks away. And I was going to continue every night wrestling as a heel, fulfill my obligation, and just show up that night in Charlotte in the babyface dressing room, in the good guy dressing room. And that would be, as far as I knew, the first knowledge that anyone would have as to who was the, quote, mystery partner for Dusty. Now, on my end, I never told a soul, including Ivan, who was my partner, right? They're like, you can't tell anybody. So I took it to heart, and I didn't. I didn't tell anyone. Whether Dusty and Jimmy told anyone else, to my knowledge, they didn't. Don't know 100% for sure. But I do know there are a lot of people shocked, not only the ones in the arena that night when I came out trailing Dusty, but a bunch of guys in the dressing rooms too were like, really? Really? So that's going to be, you know, because they're all like, yeah, it's going to be me. They just hadn't told me yet, right? I think a lot of them were thinking. And so, and I already had built up a little animosity for the way I broke into wrestling with no training, no background, and catapulted, you know, meteorically to a main event level of work. And now I'm going to be the booker's partner. Boy, talk about a tad more jealousy. That didn't happen, you know, not in wrestling.
So wow, you're just living right.
Yeah, well, I can't say that back then.
I'm living right now.
I'm living for the Lord and doing my best to live right now. And all that to say, let me just kind of culminate the answer to the question with this quick story. You referenced the what they call the pop or the crowd reaction that night, right? What was amazing, Hilmi, is to see those same fans that only a month prior in that very same building in any other town I traveled to, who, man, I mean, would throw stuff at me, cuss me out. I mean, they loved to hate me, like for real. They hated me. And, I mean, phone calls, death threats, all kinds of stuff, like for real. Fans coming over the barricades, coming to the ring after me. To see those same fans flip like on a dime, like guys were in the stadium with their shirts off doing my most muscular pose. I mean, Dusty was my biggest cheerleader after we got the 1, 2, 3. I mean, I feels like they were chanting for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, Nucky, Nucky. And to hear that building, you know, is just surreal to think back on it. And as he was kind of the cheerleader, getting him to chant my name, and Flair coming out livid, you know, the, all of that captured on camera. The last part of that story is Tony Schiavone. For those wrestling historians, you know, one of the best of the best of the best announcers out there. Tony was asked, and I verified this on his podcast recently when I asked him. I said, Tony, I've always heard you were asked what was the biggest pop out of all the major matches he has been a broadcaster for, right? From Hulk Hogan to Triple H to Shawn Michaels. I mean, just go down the list, right? And he quickly answered and said, the night Nikita Koloff turned babyface, biggest pop in the history of my career. I was like, wow, that's quite a statement coming from Tony Schiavone. So,
wow,
there you go. Yeah, wow is right. So, pretty big deal. So, man, but appreciate you asking those questions, and hopefully those of you out there listening and enjoyed the answers. And Hilmi, I just appreciate your friendship and you and your lovely bride, Miss Tina, and can't thank you enough for setting some time aside and being on the Q&A with Koloff today.
It is my pleasure, my friend. Anything you ever need,
well,
the answer is yes.
I look forward to seeing you again sometime here in the near future, and hey, stay safe out there, and God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
you,
sir.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards, Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
This is the Truth Network.